You know what I love is the joy in Chris Villar's voice as the Twins melt down, because we have a shared kinship. We are Tigers fans, Chris, a Clevelander.
I'm from Cleveland.
We all share in the Twins' misery.
Oh, I hate the Twins. I love it. Rip their hearts out.
We can be friends until Tuesday, even though the Tigers won't play the Guardians first.
I do not want to play the Tigers. I'll tell you that right now. That's the last team I want to play right now.
Okay.
Admittedly.
Yeah.
Don't let the Tigers stay hot. Thanks, Chris.
So,
okay, you want to talk to him?
Yeah, I just want him to stay around for
a second. Sure.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask you, a little birdie told me, and you mentioned it right before we went on. What are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm going to the Wings game, preseason, part of the season ticket package, and then I'm going to stick around after for the clinching celebration when the Tigers take care of business against the White Sox.
So you really don't care about the Tigers, dude. Chris, I don't know if you heard yesterday.
This guy's a...
Go ahead.
I'm a what? Please finish that sentence.
A Wolverine.
I can't say it on the radio.
Yesterday, first inning, right? You just sit down and he says, you know what? I don't care about how the Tigers start this game. I'm going to go use the restroom. He misses Parker Meadows' leadoff home run.
No.
2 days ago. Sorry, not yesterday. And now he's going to a preseason hockey game, Mr. Hockey Man, when the Tigers control their own destiny tonight. They don't have to wait for Minnesota to lose. They could clinch a playoff berth, this remarkable, unprecedented return to the postseason, and he's going to sit there at the LCA watching preseason hockey.
A little weak.
I'm not going to be shamed by you, who hasn't even gone to a Tigers game during this stretch, so don't lecture me about it.
I'm watching them. Well, I'm listening to them.
I'll be able to watch them, too. They're going to show all the highlights at the game.
So are you starting the chant? And what is that chant?
Probably just a Let's Go Tigers chant, right?
Oh, it's got to be somebody. Like, it's Jared Goff.
Why am I here? Am I the mom to break up the kids' fight?
I just want your thoughts on... Because you talk about the Guardians, right? The Guardians are in, and they're...
We're good.
You're a Cleveland guy, right? But you don't want to play the Tigers. And there is this excitement here, a decade's worth of pent-up excitement, and you're going to go to a preseason
hockey game? You want me to call Jim a fake fan? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm just looking for...
Vanity fan?
No, really what I'm after is I just want to make sure that I'm not seeing this wrong. Like, if you had a choice tonight, you and your lovely bride, and I know she's expecting, were a night out on the town. Would you go to the baseball game where you could clinch, and there's other drama involved in this game, but you could clinch a postseason berth, or you're going to a preseason hockey game?
I think Comerica Park is the place to be tonight, man.
I think so.
There's tickets available.
I appreciate you sticking
just
around.
Throwing that out there, man.
Thanks, Chris.
Confirming this.
You can leave now. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, John and I were cool.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah,
Not for now.
Yeah. OH.
Slip that in.
Yes.
Not that I need to defend myself.
Trademark TM the.
We got picks coming up at 6:35. We got a lot of Tiger baseball to talk. Not that I need to defend myself. My wife doesn't give a rat's ass about baseball. She is a hockey fan. This is a date night that we have planned.
That's part of
what going to these Red Wing games are.
She cracked the whip.
No.
And you're like, oh, okay, I'll go. No. Yes. I'll go to the hockey game with you.
John, I like hockey too. And what I would tell you.
Really?
Here's
the breaking news sounder.
Yeah, can we get that? Yeah. And what I would tell you is I'm going to still be paying attention to the Tigers. There's going to be more Tigers baseball beyond tonight, beyond this weekend, because this team is going to the playoffs.
Yes, they are.
And I don't want to lose sight of just how special this is, because I don't think this happens in sports.
Whatever takes the attention off of you.
I want to put it on the Tigers.
As it should be.
And I don't know how to talk about them anymore at this point. I think we've said it, but I just want to reiterate it. This is unlike anything that we have ever seen. This is one of the greatest stories in all of sports. This team has roared all the way back, and it's a literal roar. It's Matt Vierling coming home and roaring as he touches home plate, and another comeback for this baseball team yesterday. It's Jason Foley getting punch outs in the ninth inning, not one, but two.
And roaring himself.
Roaring the roar of not 84, It's been 40 years. It's the roar of 24. And I thought Jason Benetti has done such a good job capturing this, as has Dan Dickerson on the radio. But Benetti had the call at the end of the game. And Greg, if we have it, I'd love to play it for people. We'll play it at some point today. Benetti said, "A city that doesn't care about the odds has a baseball team to match." And it's just so poetic. He is not a Detroiter, but he chose to come here. At the perfect time, by the way. Look what's going on with the White Sox. But he wanted to come here and be part of something. And, mm-hmm. and he has been such a great storyteller during all of this. But it's, John, it's the story right now. Right.
Yeah. It's, and let's just remind everybody, the magic number is one.
One.
And with the epic decline of the Minnesota Twins that continued last night, and they prolonged that misery as long as they possibly could into 13 innings. And I was paying attention until about the 11th inning, and I thought, you know what? Screw these guys. I'm going to wake up in the morning and be surprised and pleasantly surprised when I check the scores this morning. The Tigers don't have to wait for the end of the Twins game tonight. They can clinch it themselves. They can sell it. We see all these celebrations in the locker rooms, and how sweet is it to know that they could be lining things up. The champagne could be lined up. The goggles, the t-shirts, the hats, everything could be lined up at Comerica in the clubhouse, just not waiting for any help. They don't need any help to get in the playoffs, but they don't need any help to seal the deal tonight, to clinch a trip to the postseason, an epic 6 weeks.
And it's dragging into 7, 8. It's going to be 2 months of great baseball with more on the way and playoffs for the first time in 10 years. John, someone's job right now, maybe not right now at 6 in the morning, but it's someone's job to make sure that stuff is there tonight. You know, the players are going to worry about the game, but someone in that clubhouse is making sure they have champagne on ice tonight at the ballpark.
And the beautiful thing is, no matter when it happens, because it's going to happen, is that it will happen at home. There's 3 games left. It'll happen against the division opponent. It's going to happen, and it's just a matter of are you making the sacrifice to go down on a Friday night? Are you going to make the sacrifice, because there's a lot of conflicts tomorrow on a Saturday or on Sunday, even if they clinch it? Are you going down to celebrate the fact that this has been an epic end to a baseball season when everyone – everyone had given up. We had flipped over to not just preseason hockey, preseason football. Yep. On August the 8th, it was Tigers are done. They're an afterthought. We'll give you the score, but it's all done. Now, all of a sudden, they are taking over. Normally, on a Friday, we're talking about the Lions matchup. Mm-hmm. We're talking about NFL football, college football. But no, in the end of September, we're talking about the Detroit Tigers.
Ticket Texture asks, are they old enough to drink champagne? That's Matt in Canton.
I believe all of them are. Everybody on the roster is over 21.
It's fun to ask, though, because they have 12 rookies on this team. So you do have to at least take a peek and make sure of that. This is such a young team. They've played loose.
Yep.
And John, as we sit here today, the magic number is one. But another way of looking at it is this. The only way the Tigers don't make the playoffs is if they are swept by the worst team in baseball, and the Twins sweep this weekend. And the Twins are not every bit as much of this story, because I think the Tigers are a bigger part of it. You have to go out and win and take what's in front of you. But the Twins are part of this story, too. They are in a free fall. And it's got to be so fun for all of us in the AL Central, including Chris Villar, to watch this team melt down. 13 innings, teasing their fans at home, 2 chances in extra innings where you just got to score the runner from second base, and they don't. So yeah, the likelihood that the Twins win even one game this weekend feels slim. The idea that the Tigers lose even one game this weekend feels slim. It feels inevitable, and to be honest, guys, it's felt inevitable for the better part of a couple weeks now. Right? I mean, we've done this whole Team of Destiny and Voodoo, and it's finally sitting in front of us on a Friday going into the weekend where the Tigers are doing this.
Yeah.
It's this freight train's not stopping. There's no stop. Everybody's on board, and we're going one place and one place only. The destination is the playoffs. 248-539-9797. Tigers open lines, as always. You guys can jump in and talk about our baseball team. We've got football picks coming up at 635. Quick note about the Lions. We'll get to that next. It's 97.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.